So in general, when you came to worship this morning, was it a difficult or a fairly relatively easy task? Pretty easy, wasn't it? I doubt if you ran across any Muslim terrorists along the way. I know I didn't. Coming together to worship, it really does seem easy. We jump into our cars and we drive a few miles and we find a place to sit. Sometimes, like most of us, we sit in the same spot week after week. Seems to be a creaturely habit. It's not only true here at Providence Church, so we're not odd. It's true at most churches, and I remember years ago, and Mark remembers now currently, that it's true also in classrooms. But all of this seems to be a relatively easy transition. But I like to think about our worship, because when we consider all that has gone into making it possible for us to be here to worship the triune God in spirit and in truth today, we are quickly reminded that worship is not really all that easy thing. What are we doing here? What are we doing here? Well, John read a glorious passage. We are entering into the presence of the one who created the heavens and the earth. The Bible calls this one into whose presence we are entering the Holy, Holy, Holy God. The Bible says that He is the righteous judge. He is the one into whose hands it is a terrible thing to fall into, according to Hebrews. And amazingly, the Bible tells us that we approach the one who is in unapproachable light. And yet, we are here today, as we are here week after week, to do just that, to approach Him. How is it that we can come into the presence of Him, then, who is unapproachable? We can come there because we have been invited. God invites us to His presence, because He has called us to do so. Not only has He invited us, but in that invitation we are commanded to come into His presence. And how is this all possible today? And how is it all possible last week and the week before that? And how will it be possible next week and the week after that? And in the months and the years and the decade and the millennium to come? How is it possible? Well, it did not come easy. To make possible what we do corporately today, God had to become a man. And Jesus had to suffer. And Jesus had to die on the cross so that the veil that separated us from God's presence could be ripped right in two, right down the middle, so that we could enter into His presence. And then to ensure that everything was clear for us to go there, Jesus rose from the dead. And of all things, He ascended into the heavenly sanctuary to sit at His Father's right hand, and He sits there as our representative, so that the way would be open for us to come right into God's presence from that time forth and forevermore. It is the Holy Spirit that brings us into the presence of God this day. He is the vehicle that takes us there. As Paul says, it is by the one Spirit that we have access to the Father. And it is that same Spirit who is presently, right now, transporting us into heaven together to worship our great God. That's what's going on right now, folks. Yes, it may seem that worship is easy, but it really isn't. Much time and effort has gone into making all this possible for us, for the Justice family, for the Dupre family, for John, for Kristen and Anthony. Much time and effort, and it took God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to make this all possible. And now that His work has been completed, He invites us today, once again, to visit with Him in the heavenly kingdom. Let's confess our sins together to our Father. Lord, the uniqueness of this event so easily escapes us. what you intend for us to be doing and engaging in now, we often don't even reflect upon, but it's the most glorious thing that we've been able to do. We pray that you would forgive us for taking this time of corporately joining together as brothers united in Christ in love with one another to ascend by your Holy Spirit in your presence to worship you. Convict us of our sin. Forgive us of our sins, Father. And thank you once again for inviting us, even commanding us, to come to you today. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight. He made known to us the mystery of his will. And now, far above all rule and authority, he has been seated at the right hand of the Father. And he has raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places. Far above all things. And it's true not only today, but in this age and in the forever age to come. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.